The falling away. The falling away from the Christian faith is just before the beginning of the Great Tribulation. There have been many tribulations that believers in the Lord Jesus Christ have gone through, but none like the coming Great Tribulation. The falling away is ongoing now, signaling that we are about entering the terrible time. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. The man of sin or the son of perdition is the Antichrist or dragon, Revelation 13:4, 16-13. He is yet be revealed or shown to the world and will be shown soon. He is already living as of the time of this writing, but only not declared openly to the world. You will know him before others if you are studying and watching. The falling away is happening now. There is no time in Christian history that such a large number of certified and well-known followers of the Lord Jesus Christ have fallen from faith as today. The news, internet, social media show that church or body of Christ all over the world is being taken over by false leaders and pastors. They manipulate the word of God and teachings for their personal and occult group gain. And a large number of followers that don't study the Bible encourage and pep them on, being of the same kind. Many renowned followers of Christ are falling as the demands of our time increases. The great divide of the church is happening as the churches are being taken over by those preparing the way for the last world government led by the Antichrist. As the days get to an end, it will become more difficult to remain a dedicated Christian. The taking away or the rapture is during the tribulation. The character of God is that he shows his strength through difficulty and not by avoiding. The Great Tribulation is the filtration system of God. Many demands on people by leaders will include measures to vaccinate and eventual put the mark of the beast. As the pressure of the demands increase, those that do not comply will slowly be losing and eventually have to be on the run, hiding and many killed. These martyrs for Christ are honorable and have great eternal gain. The sheep will be separated from the goats as the Great Tribulation takes hold. The unreliable, shaking, and fearful will not enter the kingdom of God. They will give in under pressure and will be damned. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Another sign of the very time we are in now is the outstanding prophecy of Saint Malachy of 112 popes that will be to the end of time. The last one is Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations, and when these things are finished, the city of seven hills, i.e. Rome, will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. Wikipedia. None of Saint Malachy's prophecies of the popes has failed, they have been accurate. The current pope fits the last pope prophecy. For his age, all remaining prophecies will be fulfilled in a short time. Meaning that we are at the verge of the terrible Great Tribulation. The falling away will continue as the churches are taken by greedy, lustful, and demonic leaders. Many Christians are in between the great divide, neither living a dedicated life nor fully in the world. They compromise with the coming system that will persecute Christians while begging their fellow Christians to comply, that the system means well. These have the potential to pull many to fall and into eternal hell. They are smooth in their deadly works. The religious institutions and churches have largely been taken over by fallen Christians who have joined secret cults and are agents of the New World Order. Their works and corrupt practices are deliberately exposed to despise the way to the living God. Many will deny Christ as the evil and deceit of these pastors and spiritual leader become open. They will be disappointed, disgusted, and will prefer not to be known or called Christians. They neither do investigative study of the Bible nor desire to look only unto the Savior. As Christ was humiliated on the cross, so it will be for dedicated Christians these last days. Evil and false reports and accusations will be used to drag them to destruction. Similarly, as Christ was glorified, so shall these Christians be. As Christ's robe was taken from him, so the positions and possessions will be taken from them. In the new world in heaven, these shall rule forever. The time of these persecutions is during the lifetime of the reader if younger than 50 years as of date. You are most likely going to see and experience these things. Matthew 24:9-13. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Remain strong in the Christian faith until the end. 2 Peter 2:20, Revelation 2:26. The Great Tribula won the filters of God, to get only those that love him to the end, as he did for us by dying for our salvation. Pray this dedication prayer: The Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you for all that you have done for us. You gave Jesus Christ, your Son, to die for my sins. Forgive me for my known and unknown sins, my omissions, and shortcomings. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me clean in your presence. As you wash me, fill me with your Holy Spirit to identify more with your desires in this trying time. Give me memory of your commandments and word. Guide my ways that I be not distracted from the way. Prepare me to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the opportunity and strength to tell people about Jesus Christ. Keep me in your love and grace until you come. Amen. This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. P.O. Box 735, Binghamton, New York.